Hello, hello, hello.
Ooh,
oh, yay. It is.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. This is a great time.
This is a podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. It has been quite the week we have had since we last recorded.
Seriously. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Ooh, what a week.
First a stalker, second a vaccine, mm-hmm. and now you are getting your vaccines on Saturday.
Yes, and we have a house. So many things have happened.
There's a lot of things happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just a warning for the vaccine, because I know you're getting the Pfizer. Is it your mm-hmm. first shot, right?
Yeah, my first shot's on Saturday.
Okay. So the first shot, your arm will feel like death for 2 days.
Okay.
So make sure it's like not your non-dominant arm.
Okay.
And then for the second shot, you're going to feel like death for like 12 hours. Mm. That'll start 12 hours after you get the shot. So... make a weekend out of it, watch some movies, like have a list of things.
Yeah, I'm definitely playing it up. It's the first we get, Jason and I both get our shots at the same time, and we both get them like when our weekend starts pretty much, because mm-hmm. he gets off of work Saturdays at like usually between 3 and 4, and our appointment's at 5:15. So, that way we, like, have enough time for him to get off of work. We'll, like, get home and get settled. I'm going to see if, like, we need it if we end up being sick the second shot, if our babysitter can, like, take Laurel for a few hours each day. So I'm trying to prep for it. But my mom and my brother just each finished their – well, actually, I think my brother's about to get his second dose. I can't remember. My mom finished her second dose, and neither of them have gotten sick yet. So I'm interested to see what happens with me.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on who you are. Like, my roommate, she was fine. She felt like crap, kind of, but, like, mm-hmm. it wasn't anything. Like, mine was – I woke up at, like, 6 a.m., and mm-hmm. I had, like, chills and aches, and it lasted pretty much throughout the whole day. So – but she only got it, like, at the latter end of the day, like, 24 hours after. So, I don't know. It just depends who you are.
Insanity. I'm, like, equal parts terrified, but also, like, I just feel so grateful to be able to get it, you know? So.
Yeah, I do, too. I'm very, very excited. It feels like the end of, like, a very dark time. Mm-hmm. And, like, although I'll still have to, like, socially distance, wear a mask, whatever. It just feels nice to know that, like, it's starting to be a new time of life
mm-hmm.
and a new normal again. Like, we'll have to get used to another new normal, which is just crazy.
Yeah. I told Jason it's ironic that the first full day of our house, so, like, the first day that we don't have access to our apartment at all, is May 1st, and that's the day that we get our second round of the vaccine. So I was like, we're starting all these new things on May 1st. We'll be in our house full time. Like, we'll be
turning a new
up.
Leaf. I know. Starting a new era in 2021.
It's beautiful.
COVID, post-COVID world.
Yeah, it's
well, it's beautiful. Currently COVID world, but still.
Yeah, that's what I told Jason, is I was like, it's just going to alleviate, like, a little bit of the fear for me. Like, I'm still, it's still COVID, but I'm going to feel, like, a little bit less scared to plan vacations with my family and things like that. Still be
and
conscious,
and
but
stuff.
Just a little less freaked out.
Yes, definitely.
Concerts
sure.
is so true. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that, Val.
I think about it all the time because I have a Harry Styles ticket that I fought for during my work meetings, and it got delayed over a year. It was supposed to be July 31st, 2020, and I got pit tickets because I will spend any type of money for Harry Styles, and then it got moved to October 2021. Mm-hmm. And then he had to reschedule his UK leg for 2021 because it was supposed to start in February. And so I am so nervous that he's going to have to postpone the US part of the tour again. I will probably just cry if I have to, like, get my money back and then have to buy the tickets again in the future. Because now, like, everyone fucking likes him. And it's like, I was there first, kids, okay?
That would suck. Hopefully they would just be like, here's a, like, ticket. Like, hopefully they would give you, like, early access to buy a ticket or something.
At least.
Yeah. Like, hopefully. He's, like you said, he's big enough now that, like, his people would, like, consider that that's a huge amount. A whole tour is a huge amount of people. Like, your die-hard before you were famous fans to screw over to. Like, they're aware. I'm sure. Like, I'm sure it'll be okay.
Now he won a Grammy, and now, like, he got Watermelon Sugar. And, like, everyone, like,
don't
including the middle-aged
baby.
Women. I'm just, like, I was there on the first tour, and I touched his fucking hand, and, like, I will never get that opportunity again because of how many people like him, and it's so annoying.
And then you queue up That Should Be Me by Justin Bieber.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. No, I know what you mean, though. That's how I was about Macklemore when, like, Thrift Store was popular. Yeah. I was like, you guys don't even know anything about Macklemore.
I was there first, bitch.
Oh, no. But hopefully it'll all be good. One thing that I think is so funny is there are certain artists and people that, like, make me think of, like, certain seasons in my life or certain times in my life, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, when I first started liking Harry Styles, like, not super liking, but just, like, was
enjoying
listening to
music.
A couple of his songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I, like, previously was like, I don't want any of that, like, knockoff One Direction shit, you know? And then, like, I admitted I was wrong about that. And so we're moving past it. But it was spring of last year. And so it's so ironic that we're talking about that because our question that we asked everybody last week was, what's your favorite part of spring? And now I'm thinking my answer might have to be how nostalgic it makes me for Harry Styles. Because this is the time of year when I'm like, you know, I know his music is, like, typically attributed with summer, but I just start to feel so, like, giddy and happy and excited to be outside in the spring that I start listening to summer music in the spring, you know?
Yeah, I'm the same type of way. And, like, his first album was released in May. Who's counting?
Right!
His first album was released in May, so his first album always reminds me of, like, warmer weather. But his second one was released a day before my birthday in December. So that one always reminds me of winter. So, but his album is very, like, summery style.
Right. So. Yeah. And I think that for me, it's just, like, that's when I really started to like him. So it's just, like, I'm sure very few people can, like, relate to that at all. But that's when I, like, started to like him. So for me, I attribute, like, Harry Styles with, like, oh, I'm excited for the good weather to come back. And I'm, you know, so.
Well, speaking of the good weather and warmer weather and hoping that concerts are in our near future. this episode is all about spring.
Yes.
welcome to episode 12 of This Is 20 Something. First, we wanted to go over some of the answers of what everyone's favorite parts of spring is to kind of start out what the topic is about and just some things that, like, just let's just talk about good things about spring because we just
Right. And so I think that it's so fun that we're doing these questions now because we had some answers last week, which since we're posting them on the day that we record, sometimes we'll have episodes where, like, we have some answers ahead of time because some of you guys are, like, really following the posts and we really love that, you know? But most, you know, some weeks we'll have more answers ahead of time than we do later on. This is one of those weeks. So if you want to hear the majority of the answers to this question, go back to the end of last episode, or you can just head to our Instagram. We'll give all of that information away at the end of what our Instagram is, but you can check out the post that says favorite part of spring and see everybody's answers. Our answers, though, Val and I, Val said the warm weather, and I said I love seeing all the fresh flowers. And then the only other comment that we've gotten since we recorded last time was from Tati. She said the warmer weather and sunshine is so welcomed. I love seeing the green slash life come back to our grass and trees. I also agree with Chloe. The birds chirping is a sweet additive during spring. And Chloe obviously commented previously. So, but yeah, definitely like the birds chirping, grass, all of that is so, such a nice relief after winter, you know?
Yes, definitely. Can I be a negative Nancy though?
Yes.
Okay. I cannot stand how many freaking bees and wasps are out right now. I want to die. I have such bad anxiety with those types of like stinging bugs, and everyone always makes fun of me because I always get up and run. I can't help it. I just they follow me around. They legit follow me around, and they always come to me, which just is terrible. And I get like chills in my bones. Like, it is so bad. Oh, how stressed I get because of that. So yeah, that is one thing I do not like, but everything else is very accurate.
Yeah, I can say that the Georgia bugs, like, now living in Missouri, I'm not like as scared of the bees or whatever, because they're not like yellow jackets, you know?
Yeah,
they're like bumblebees. Like, you know,
like the carpenter bees, like the,
yeah, they're carpenter like, bees, or
they don't do anything,
right? But I always was so freaked out about like hornets and yellow jackets and things like that in Georgia, and I just do not miss that at all. I'm so
not
sorry.
At all.
I had that same like get up and run no matter what tendency, so I'm right there with you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, everyone always makes fun of me, and I'm like, don't hate on me. You don't know what it's like in my brain, okay? It's stressful.
All right, so.
Oh, my gosh.
We're just going to jump into the topic of the episode because we had some technical difficulties, had to stop, and now we're back. So,
yes.
Let's
Things
just
can't
in,
just be easy,
we?
You guys.
Okay, so we talked about our favorite things about spring, also our least favorite, bugs, terrible. But lately, Allison and I have been both doing some spring cleaning in our life. And typically that means to other people like scrubbing the windows, scrubbing the baseboards, stuff like that. But for us, we are kind of doing a lot like internally and in our life in general. So that is kind of what we're talking about this week, just to kind of give anybody some inspiration if they want to do the same thing. And yeah. So Allison, what type of spring cleaning are you doing? What like part of your spring cleaning do you want to talk about
so
first?
So I think I know I brought this up to you when I was thinking about like the internal spring cleaning we were doing. Initially, my brain went to like therapy and counseling and things like that. And the fact that you and I are both taking steps to like, you know, be actively engaging with ourselves in those ways. And I think I was thinking about it today, and the past, I think everybody makes fun of that thing where you go into the therapist and you're like, I don't really know what to tell you this week, ha 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 ha, but then you'll have like four mental breakdowns during the week, you know?
Yes!
And you're like, how come I can never remember this in therapy, you know?
You go and in and you're like, I don't know, but like you cry every other day.
Yeah, and so I was thinking about it today because I have therapy tomorrow, and so it's like, you know, fresh on my brain, like what do I need to talk to my therapist about? What do I need to make sure I bring up? And of course, like we're moving, and moving is really stressful, and so I was thinking, like, maybe I should come up with some ways tonight that, like, I know I will need my therapist to support me through moving. And I was thinking mm-hmm. about it, and I was like, this is like a complete 180 from when I started therapy, what I thought therapy was supposed to be. Like, I thought therapy was going to be somebody giving me homework to, like, work on myself and, like, figure myself out and mm-hmm. all that good stuff. And it was a lot of that in the beginning and still is a lot of that, but I think what I've learned and why I'm attributing therapy to spring cleaning, at least for this episode, is that it's so, like, cleansing for really any time of your life for you to just have somebody that's, like, I mean, not impartial because they're obviously, like, you're their client, but right. somebody who's, like, on the outside of your life and somebody who doesn't, like, see your interaction, somebody who doesn't follow you on social media, somebody who doesn't keep up with you every day.
Yeah.
And they're able to step back and think, like, you know, I guess just, like, help you glean insight about yourself you wouldn't have gotten from people who do interact with you every day or who do know you so intimately. And everybody listening to this is going to be like, yeah, duh, that's the point of a therapist. But I was like, this is a complete 180 from what I thought therapy was supposed to be, because this is me telling my therapist the things that I need from them versus my therapist telling me the things that I need to do for myself, you know?
Right.
Because yeah. I've now grown to that, to this point where, like, I know what I need to do for myself, and, like, I need to show up and start doing those things, and I need to make sure that my therapist is somebody in my life who's, like, holding me accountable to those things and who's, like, checking mm-hmm. in on those things. And so my role with my therapist for the past few weeks is going to be different than my role while I'm moving, because I'm probably going to give my therapist some sort of, like, checklist to hit me with every week to be like, did you shower in the last week? Did you, mm-hmm. you know, do X, Y, and Z for yourself? Is there food in your fridge? Like, I think that there's going to be different things and different priorities that I need from my therapist over this transition of moving that I, like, wouldn't have foreseen myself needing or myself reaching out for had I not had an outlet like a therapist, you know?
Yeah.
And I just, when I'm thinking about spring cleaning, I'm thinking about the fact that I'm not going to have to rely on anybody in my life for those things as I'm moving. Like, I'm not going to have to remind one of my friends, like, hey, while I'm moving, will you make sure that I'm showering? Like, I could do that. But it's also nice to know that, like, I don't have to feel like I'm burdening this person with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's literally their job to, like, fulfill those things that I need from them, you know? And I think that sometimes with my friends, especially, like, when I'm in times of stress, it's really hard for me to reach out and feel like I'm, like, putting stress on other people too. But I don't know. I just think that I'm going to be a lot lighter in this transition because I've moved almost every single year that I've been an adult. This is the first apartment or first place that I've lived since I moved out of my parents' house that I've lived in for more than 2 years mm-hmm. or more than 1 year. So I think that it's like, I don't know, every other season of my life where I've moved, I've probably put a lot on other people, you know, to, like, make sure that I'm, like, taking care
help
of myself.
You get through the process. Yeah.
Yeah.
But and now so you have, like, an extra source of help, which is really good.
Yeah.
That you can, like, lean on something else. And I see what you mean. Like, mm-hmm. usually, like, yeah, the point of having a therapist is, like, exactly what you're saying. But I feel like a lot of times people don't give them a list of things that they need mm-hmm. in times of, like, stress or, like, a big life change. Because, like, moving regardless, if it's down the street or whatever, is right. a huge life change. And life change is a stressor regardless of what it is, mm-hmm. Whether it be a good one or a bad one. So that's good that you're at the point where you're like, wait, I am going to utilize what I'm paying for the best way that I can, instead of leaning on your friends or your husband. I mean, obviously lean on your husband, but, like, mm-hmm. instead of, like, making it his responsibility to, like, check on you, you're, like, putting some of that pressure on somebody else who has a less biased standpoint, I guess.
Yeah. And I feel like it's a good exercise for me to communicate my needs because, like, who's safer than your therapist to practice communicating your needs to, you know? Exactly. And so I think it's like a really good exercise for me to be like, I've come up with a list of things that I know are good for me. And here, mental health professional, is those list of things for you to remind me of. And then like, if my therapist is a good therapist, which I'm pretty sure he is, hopefully he'll keep that list of things. And when I'm going through another time of stress and I maybe don't have the foresight that I'm like having right now, he can be like, hey, you remember this list you made? Why don't you like go back and reference that? And mm-hmm. I don't know. I think like you said, I'm just glad that I'm utilizing this service to its extent and like what I'm paying for, instead of just going in and being like, oh, I don't know what to talk about this week, right. And I don't know, yeah. You know,
and that's think, like yeah. an ultimate like did I just have a stroke? ultimate like strength to be able to like sit there and know what you need for yourself in therapy. Because like for me, I mean, I haven't been able to start yet because for some reason I haven't heard back from them after I put my paperwork in. So oh. That's like on my to-do list this week, to reach out to them and be like, what the yeah. hell? But like for me, I need somebody to be like, okay, this is what we're working on today. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to have to get over it. Like,
yeah.
yeah. I'm really bad at coming to them and saying like, I need this and I need to work on this. So that's something mm-hmm. that I've been working on, thinking about, like brainstorming things that I do need to work on within myself and issues that I have. So mm-hmm. That's really good that you're able to like sit there and know that you need certain things.
Oh yeah, it does not happen all the time, let me tell you.
Oh yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of work to get to that point. Like that is a really big thing, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Oh, I love that. Well, what about you? I mean, I know we're probably both going to ramble off several things, but that's my, like, number one thing about is just, yeah, clearing up my concerns about what I'm going to talk about in therapy, clearing up feeling like I'm wasting money on it, clearing up some of my stressors I've been putting on loved ones during moves, just a lot of that.
Yeah, well, you're turning a new leaf. Spring cleaning, that's why we're talking about this. Uh-huh. It's a new chapter. So for me, again, I'm just like brainstorming topics for therapy. One of them is ADHD, like get tested for it. Mm-hmm. Depression, see what's going on with that. I think it was just my birth control, though. Mm-hmm. I decided to, that's another part that I didn't like really feel comfortable talking on Instagram, because it's like, I'm not gonna air this out to everybody, but I did stop taking birth control pills because mm-hmm. it was making me so depressed.
Yeah,
like I feel like I don't even know who I am anymore because I stopped taking it and I'm like a completely different person. Mm-hmm. And I have to make a gyno appointment to like find another non-hormonal like method
option.
We have really bad cramps in our family, so I'm worried about the IUD, but I'm considering like the copper non-hormone IUD mm-hmm. and see if that's a good option for me. But yeah, so part of my spring cleaning was to get rid of the birth control pill, not because I'm trying to have a baby, because I'm definitely not.
And that's just like, I just want to normalize getting off the pill. I just want to like, without yeah. trying to have a baby, like you can get off the pill yeah. without that being on your radar, you know?
Yeah, like my roommate was telling like our hairstylist, we have the same hairstylist now, and she was like, I'm gonna kill Val. And I'm like, no, like I'm not trying for a baby right now. Like I'm obviously not ready due to my financial situation and mm-hmm. just attachment issues, things like that. but at the same time, like if you have to like read an encyclopedia to take a pill every day, mm-hmm. you should probably not be putting that in your body. Like, it is just...
Yeah. And it's okay uncomfy. To, like, decide that this is hormonally not affecting me in the way that I want it to. Right. And I need to change my route. Like, there's no shame yeah. in that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why I got off of birth control. Like, I didn't get off of it because I was ready to have a baby. I didn't get off of it, like, for any of those reasons. Mm-hmm. I got off of it. We were married, but it was only because, like, my prescription ended. And so, like, I just didn't renew my prescription when it was up, you know?
That's where I'm at. Like, I finished it, and now I'm like, all right, I'm done. I don't care.
Yeah. Like, I would have done it then anyway, even if we hadn't been married. Like, at that point, I mean, if you listen to our This Was Our Wedding episode, then you know we got married a lot sooner than we thought we would. And so, like, when I planned to get off of the pill, we weren't going to be married yet, according to our original plan. And so, like,
right.
I definitely, like, am here for just normalizing that, because that's so many hormones and things that you're pumping into your body every day. And if you decide at any given point that you're done with that, you shouldn't be met with any scrutiny or any judgment about that decision, you know?
I agree. Yeah, because I feel so embarrassed to talk about it because of the fear of people being like, oh, she's ready for a baby. And it's like, I actually don't want a kid until, like, my 30s. That's just
I'm ready to take care of my hormones. How about that?
Yeah. And, like, there's so many other ways. Like, there's apps. And I know, like, I'm not saying apps are 100% accurate, but, like, I'm using an app to, like, help me track where my cycle is throughout the month. And, like, based on that, I'll use another method of birth control that will prevent that from even happening in general. So, like, I'm just really excited to, like, see how I am after this first month and second month of not being on hormones anymore. Just because, like, literally, and, like, Preston was saying to me, he was like, it's doing its job because you're too miserable to do anything. Like, yeah, that's a good point. Like, at that point, I was like, he's right. Like, I was just so miserable all the time. And, like, I just, he couldn't see. And when he said something to me, I was like, okay. Like, I can deal with it because, like, it's me. Like, you know, I'm like, just whatever, it's fine. But if it's affecting, like, my relationship at that point where my partner is, like, concerned for my well-being, then it's probably not the best option. So,
yeah.
Anyways, that's my rant about birth control. But, so that's part of my other one. The other part that I haven't gone in detail yet on, like, Instagram is my finances. I've, like, said a few things about it, but I've been doing so good so far.
Yay!
I have, like, little buckets of where my money is going, and it's gotten to me to where I paid off one credit card and more than half now of my insurance that I owed. Like, I owed months. I owed months and months. Like, it was almost $1,000 of insurance. And so I've paid more than half of that off, and now I'm working on my other credit card. And then I even have some, like, savings for, like, gifts and events that are happening, but also, like, just in case something else happens. And it just feels really nice to, like, be in control of that again. So
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Especially because, yeah, like,
major things.
Yes, I was just going to say that's such, like, even just the feeling like you are back in the driver's seat with finances is a big deal, you know? Like, everything else aside, it's a big deal.
And that's, like, something that I do want to talk about in therapy, which is, like, so, so weird. But, like, so at the wedding I was at the other weekend, there was a therapist in the bridal party. And I was doing her hair, and she was, like, we were talking about money. And I was telling her, like, how I'm getting my shit together as far as, like, getting my finances in my own control and not, like, my bank's control or anyone else's. Right. And she was, like, she's a therapist, so she goes, is our finances, like, a trigger for you? And I was, like, yeah. They kind of are. Like, if I think about it, like, any conversation I have with anyone about money, if they are, like, either complaining about being broke when I know damn well they're not broke, like, they're just doing it for conversation, or if they're talking about how well they're off, and not at the fault of their own, like, it's more of, like, that's how, like, they were born into, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Like boasting about it when you didn't work for it, kind of?
Kind of, but like, I don't know, like they get like large sums of money from like family or whatever or something random. And okay. they're like, yeah, like, you know, blah, 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 it's so great. And then they go off and say like, oh, I'm so broke. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know why, but that triggers the shit out of me. Like, I get so like self-conscious because I know that I don't have large sums of money like sitting in my savings. Mm-hmm. And so that's something I want to talk about in therapy is like how to work around the jealousy part of finances. Because it's yeah. such a sensitive subject for some people. And I guess I'm one of those people. I just didn't even realize it.
Yeah. And I think, like, we live in this capitalist society where if you are a man, your worth is, like, tied to how much money you're making. And if you're a woman, your worth is tied to, like, what you can do to keep your household running. And, like, one of mm-hmm. those things is budgeting. And so that's, like, obviously just keeping things just so the binary in the worst way, but that's how we were for like years, you know, that's how yeah. our society operated for years. I'm not saying that that's like right. I'm just saying that stereotypically those are the two boxes we were trying to fit right. people into.
That's like what we're fed our whole lives, like right what the responsibilities are.
Like my grandmother can still remember how much rent cost in her apartment every month because when my grandpa was sending over like checks from like being in the army in Korea, she was the one at home like budgeting all those checks and paying all the bills. And like mm-hmm. when she couldn't even communicate with him and she didn't even know where he was, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's just like such a different time where I'm sure she was counting every single penny that went in and out. And she mm-hmm. was, because if there's a misstep, you have no way to communicate that to your partner and you have no way to, you know, you're probably double checking yourself all the time. And even, yeah. you know, obviously the majority, not obviously, but just for background, the majority of their relationship, like he was there and with them, thankfully, but she still was the primary budgeter. And like, that's how I understood it for a lot of the females in my family. And so I think I tried to like take on that role in me and Jason's relationship. Mm-hmm. And I am not good at that. And I always felt like I was submitting my money to him or like I was submitting my power as like a working woman by not being able to handle the budget on my own and by saying yeah. like I need help with this or like I'm not able to like logistically I know I'm not the best person for this in our relationship, you know. And we do much better when he's budgeting for us. And so I think it's like one of those things where we've all formed weird parts of shame around budgeting. So like for whatever reason for you, like it's the jealousy feelings, and for me it's like I have this control over like the money that I make and like feeling like I'm the woman and I need to budget and I don't want to let go of that. Right. And so I feel like everybody has some sort of, because of the society we've grown in, up in, some sort of strange attachment and strange trigger with money.
Yeah, it's very odd. Like, and I think, like, I don't know, this like new system I've got going on for me, like my friend Lauren was telling me that like a lot of her friends, because she's in Australia and it's like an Australian based, like it's really popular there, mm-hmm. And her friends are always like, oh my gosh, what'd you use your splurge on this month, like what aww. What'd you like, and so like for them it's like more of a fun thing to talk about now, and mm-hmm. so like I really want to get, like, Preston in on, like, the system that it is. Because it's, like, it's instead of, like, budgeting, like, oh, I can only spend $200 on groceries a month. It's, mm-hmm. like, whereas, like, that's not really, honestly, that's not really realistic.
That's not
me.
Realistic.
No.
Yeah.
But that's what I would set for myself. And so what would
that's
happen
what I tried
is
to do too.
I would go to the grocery store, spend over $200 a month, and then shit on myself because I didn't.
And shame yourself.
Stick to my budget. And so there was just a lot of, like, lost money going on. And so with the system that I have in place now, I feel like I have more control and, like, I have more buffers, I guess. And, like, mm-hmm. I just see where my money is going. So And it's not in, like, a complicated way. Because I feel like with, like, subscriptions and, like, online things, like, it's really hard to budget nowadays, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because there's so much going on one account. And so it's, like, I don't know. I tried, like, Mint and all that stuff. But anyways, I'm excited to just, like, have a better conversation around money from here on out, you know? Instead of, like, feeling uncomfy or feeling like I have to, like, walk on eggshells around people, like, I can now suggest, like, this book and this system and, like, I don't know, just make it, like, a better thing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, obviously you and I have done our fair share of, like, little random spring cleaning things here and there around our houses, too, but, like, I can't really think of very many other, like, internal spring cleaning I'm trying to do. We're trying to eat better around here. Yes. I think we talked about that a little bit.
We did.
Last episode. But yeah, we're just trying to eat a little bit better. And if it's a week where we're like, we're penny pinching this week because of whatever, then we still are trying to like eat at home and not like, you know, because sometimes we'll get stuck in this hole where we'll be like, we're penny pinching, so we're going to get bare minimum groceries, but then we end up going and getting fast food that week, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like this week was one of those weeks since we have to pay, like, security deposit and rent on two places and, like, all that stuff moving. Yeah. So since we have to do that right now, I was like, you know, we're kind of penny pinching this week, and I still feel like we went and got, even though it wasn't, like, the most healthy groceries, we still like are doing pretty well this week. Like tonight we're having crock pot Thai peanut chicken, which is gonna be pretty good. Yeah, so I think that's like the only other area that I can think of that we haven't like talked about already where like feel like we're both trying to form just better relationships with like food in general, and that's probably mm-hmm. like a lifelong process, but
yeah, it is. Like I feel like I go back and forth so much. Like lately I have like, this is gonna get negative for a second, sorry everyone, but like lately I have been feeling so bad about my body, and like mm-hmm. because I saw a picture, and I posted about this the other day, but like I saw a picture from over a year ago, like right before quarantine happened, and I was mm-hmm. so skinny and like in shape and fit or whatever, and I, like, instantly felt shame because I was like, oh, my God. Like, I don't look like that anymore. There's a swimsuit that I had around then that was too big, so I tried to sell it. Never sold it, so I just kept it. And it fits me now. And so I'm like, ugh. It just, like, makes me feel like shit. But at the same time, I'm, like, trying to remember that, like, bodies fluctuate, especially during a pandemic.
Yes.
Like, I'm not going to the office walking around a huge building anymore. So, like, I'm not burning as many calories as, like, I was at that time without even trying. Like, just walking around is, like, exercise in itself. And so, anyways, that is something that I've been working on, too, is, like, remembering that, like, our bodies are supposed to change and they're supposed to, like, fluctuate, especially as women. And so to eat healthy, like, based on how I feel. And, like, we talked about this the last episode, too, about, like, how healthy eating affects how you feel so much. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's something I'm so trying much. To, like, remember is that, like, it's to feel better. It's not to, like, fit into the clothes that I have. Like, our clothes aren't meant to, like, we're not supposed to, like, fit into the clothes we have. We're supposed to just, like, exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is something that I'm, like, also working on this mm-hmm. season as we get into bathing suit season and all.
I love that. I've been, like, repeating the mantra to myself in the morning, my body is the least interesting thing about me. And, like, you see that on Instagram all the time?
Yes, I see that all the time, yeah.
But it's really been helping me, like, I'm starting to get to the point where, you know, if you have something that, like, you say to yourself a lot, you, like, start to believe
start
it,
to
you
believe
know?
Start to believe it, yeah.
And I'm definitely starting to get to the point where I'm like, yeah, why would anybody give a fuck what my body looks like? Like, why would anybody?
No, for real.
Like, I don't care. I'm so to the point now where I do not care. Like, probably would not even think twice about that now, like commenting on that or thinking about that, or which like might seem rude to some people, but like there have been times where like I've been in, I mean, not like super, super recently because we haven't like been hanging out with a lot of people, but like there have been times where I've been in groups where I've like commented to somebody like, oh my gosh, have you lost weight recently, or like, oh my gosh, like, you know, whatever, just like not thinking twice and thinking that that's like a kind comment to be like, you know, you look good, you look like you've lost weight, when like really that person could be losing weight for a negative reason, or even if they're losing weight for a positive reason, then when they're inevitably back to whatever weight that they were trying to run away from, they'll feel like shit again and maybe think about how I thought they looked better at a lower weight. Like, just, I think, again, another one of those things that our society's just like beat into us, you know?
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
It is. And it sucks because, like, with everything being virtual, everyone is able to like edit their pictures and look however they want on Instagram. And that's something that I have tried so hard not to do. Like, there have been times where I, like, edited my picture to, like, make myself look a certain way, got it to, like, look perfect, and then I was like, I shouldn't post it like this. Like, that's not what I look like. So, it's just, like, it's just hard to remember that, like, not everyone looks perfect. Like, everyone has flaws. Everyone has cellulite, spider veins, whatever.
And but, just things that they don't like about themselves that you could think are, like, perfectly endearing. Like, I would love to have freckles, and I have friends that have them and hate them, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I would like freckles, too. I'm just, like, I feel like I'm constantly around people who, like, effortlessly look the way that I would want my body to look. And it's not, like, because they're exercising or eating healthy, like, if anything, it's because they're not eating enough, or, like, stress or whatever. And, like, I don't want to, like, use stress or, like, not eating to get to look like that. Like, that's not what I'm saying. It's just, like, again, with the jealousy thing, which is, like, obviously something I need to talk about in therapy. it just, like, it's really hard not to, like, get jealous of those people who just, like, effortlessly look the way that I would like to look, you know?
Yeah. Or to think, like, why couldn't I have been one of those people who just was, like, luck of the draw, just looks like that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And, like, I'm not. And, like, that's something that I'm, like, just trying to accept is, like, my body is literally, like, what you were saying is the least interesting thing about me. Like, no one even sees me. Like, do you know who sees me every day? Me.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I am my worst critic right now. And so, like, it's just hard to remember that, like, I don't know, you're just meant to, like, look like a normal person. Like, that's
not... Yeah, but I also think that that's a huge thing, too. Like, even though we aren't... You are the only person seeing you. There are so many small things that people do throughout the day that are, like, in-person interactions that we don't get anymore that are, like, subconsciously reaffirming to us, you know? Yeah. Like, a random person at the office will say, oh, I like your shoes, or, oh, my gosh, cute nails, or somebody will, you know, hold the door open for you and, like, smile as you walk in, and that sends, like, a signal to your brain. And I think that, like, yes, you're the only one seeing you, and that should, like, technically in our brains, like, that means that we should be the only ones caring, but also, like, we're the only ones seeing us, so we're the only ones caring. Like, we're the only ones hyping ourselves up. We're the only ones saying, like, hey, you look cute today, or, like, I like your earrings, or whatever. Like, I made Jason start doing this, too, but, like, we started trying to say five nice things to ourselves in the mirror, and instead of being, like, I look like this, we, like, say it to the version of us that's in the mirror, and we say, like, you have great hair today. Or your skin looks really good, or whatever. And then it's like, I don't know, like, it feels like more of a real compliment because it doesn't feel like a stupid mantra or, like, something that we could, like, make sound
those
silly
cheesy,
in our head.
Those cheesy, like, YouTube videos you can watch and listen to. Like,
right.
It's, like, legit, like, something genuine from yourself to yourself. And I think
that, like,
honestly,
if I saw myself as a different person, I would say that, you know?
Yeah. Because it's so much easier to, like, point out your flaws than it is to point out, like, the positive things about yourself. So, okay, here's my new homework. This is, I just made this up. All right. Okay, I'm going to start, like, writing on, like, my mirror, because my mirror is really big. I'm going to, like, write 5 things every morning that I, like, just compliments to myself.
Yes. I think that's perfect. And see what happens. Yeah. Okay. Because I think that there's just, like, so many opportunities during the day when we're interacting with other people for us to get those, like, subconscious cues that, like, we're doing the right thing and, like, our presence matters. And, mm-hmm. like, at the end of the day, that's all we want to know, you know? Right. And, like, on the most very basic subconscious level, people compliment our looks sometimes or the shoes we have on or whatever. Yeah. And that sends, like, the most basic form of, like, a dopamine hit to our brains, you know? Like, yeah, oh my but gosh. Like,
it makes such a huge difference. Like, it's just, like, nice to hear. And, like, I'm somebody who is really, like, I feel like I'm admitting a lot of, like, negative things. I am really bad at, like, accepting compliments from other people. Like, especially now that, like, quarantine has happened, I'm like, what is human interaction? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. And so, like, maybe if I start to do that before, like, real life opens back up, it'll, like, mm-hmm. be easier to accept them when I, like, get back into the groove of things, yeah. like, get back to the office and stuff, so.
Yeah. And I think also, just on a side note, you are, like, your body is going through so much right now, getting off of birth control, that just, like, facts. You deserve to give yourself so much, like, grace and so much, like, whatever you want to call it, just, like, so many passes to, like, gain yeah. and lose weight over the next few months because, like, just speaking from experience, like, my weight never fluctuated as much as it did when I got off of birth control, and it was one of the best decisions that I ever made because I was able to see what, like, a natural weight is for me and, right. like, what my body with, like, the proportions it's supposed to have is supposed to look like and, yeah. like, it's a beautiful, amazing experience for your body, and I'm so happy that it's happening for you, and just, like, give Thank yourself you. So many passes the next couple months, you know?
Yeah, I'll definitely, like, remember that, and, like, it's also, like, I don't know, and I know I'm not the only one going through this, so, like, this is why I bring this up, but, like, just remember, like, we're at the end of a pandemic, like, it's been a year, mm-hmm. and our bodies, like, went through, like, a long period of, like, very sedentary. Is that the right word? Like
sedentary?
Sedentary. Like,
I can't remember which action. One is the rock and which one means, like, stationary.
I probably sound like an idiot. I'm like,
one of those words. You guys okay. know which ones we're talking about.
You know what we're saying. So, like, a very, like, chill, relaxed time over the past year where we couldn't really do much. Like, we didn't, like, go anywhere. We're still not going a ton of places. So, if you find yourself being, like, hard on yourself, just remember, like, it's been a whole year of, like, chillaxing and quarantining. And there's only so yeah. many exercises you can do to keep up with how many calories you were burning beforehand. So,
yeah.
yeah. Not that it matters.
And just, like yeah. But just, like, take care of yourself. Like, don't yeah. worry about burning the calories. Don't worry about – just, like, focus on taking care of yourself, and you'll end up – that thing that you think you're going to derive, that happiness that you think you're going to derive from, like, getting to that weight or looking like that person will just come at the weight that you happen to be when you start to accept yourself, you know?
Right, yeah. Like, happiness should not come from, like, how you look or – what your clothes look like on yourself. Like, it literally should just be, like, eat good, feel good, obviously move your body because our bodies are naturally supposed to move, but, like, mm-hmm. not to burn the calories, not to, like, look skinny or lose the fat, like, just to, like, move your body because
just we're to want to have a happy life.
Yeah, because we're in the very, like, slow part of our life, and just do it just because you're a human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't really have a really great segue for this, but we're going to start doing questions of the week, like you guys yes. know. We started last week, so this week we asked the question for you guys to guess the stalker story. So we're not going to give too much context. You can go to our Instagram to find out. We'll give out all that information in a sec, but we haven't had any guesses yet. So the next episode, which, spoiler alert, we'll talk about the stalker story.
We're going to give you guys the topic of the next episode this time, but next time it'll be like a guessing type thing. But now you get to guess the story. So like, it doesn't have to be accurate because it's such a broad thing. Yeah. Like make it dumb, make it funny, whatever. I don't care. But, go guess because it's fun to guess and we'll talk about it next week. So,
yeah. And like, we're trying to make it fun, like go guess, but like next week will be a little bit serious too, because like, while it is like, haha, like go guess, we're going to talk about this. Like it's a serious topic.
Yes.
And that's not lost on us. And like, we're not taking what happened in this situation lightly. We don't think anybody that feels that they've been harassed or stalked should be taking it lightly. So I just want to preface it with that. Like that'll be obvious next episode, but I don't want somebody to like listen to the end of this one and be like, they're just joking about stalkers on this podcast. No, that's not what's happening.
Another thing to remember is like, I resort to humor to deal with things, which is not the healthiest, but that's what I do. So
and this was your experience. So yeah,
it is serious. And like, I actually like am, well, was scared. I'm not as scared anymore, but like I was terrified. So, just know, like, it is a serious topic, but, like, if your guess is nothing other than funny, it's okay.
Yeah, and, again, this was Val's experience, and she's giving you permission to, like, make stupid guesses and make it funny. So don't do that to everybody, obviously, but Val is, like, literally saying, you have go permission. Do that.
You have permission. Go put whatever. Like, just comment on the freaking post. That's all we want.
Yeah, and if you want to do that, you can do that over on at thisis20pod on Instagram. That's at thisistwentypod. And if you want to talk to me about therapy or like other aspects of spring cleaning that you're getting done, if you are trying to come up with a list to give your therapist because you are like that much of a type A personality.
Well, Allison's page actually is a really good resource for cleaning, like actually cleaning your house. She shares you share a lot of like natural, healthy, like non-toxic ways to clean your house. So that's another thing you can do on her profile.
I love that you're just trying to plug that for me right now. Yes, that is like the main thing that I do on my profile, and I don't know why I didn't come up with that plug. Why am I so bad at this every week?
I'll just start doing it for you. I'll just start plugging in.
But yeah, if you want to go see some actual cleaning stuff, if you saw the title of this and you're like, they baited me into all this emotional bullshit with the spring cleaning title, then go to my page. I do a lot of cleaning stuff over there. It's at Allison R. Carpenter on Instagram, at AllisonRCarpenter.
And if you want to make sure I'm safe from my stalker, which I am, you can go to my profile at val.byrnes. That is at val.byrnes. And again, sorry for joking about something fucked up. That's just what I do.
Oh my gosh. Well, we are so excited to talk to everybody next week. I know it's like a much anticipated episode, so we'll jump right into it. I promise we won't dilly-dally for long on that one.
Right. We will try to stay on topic. We're going to also record it on Zoom, so you can watch it on YouTube and see all of the screenshots. Allison talked about having a PowerPoint, so it'll be exciting.
It's going to be organized.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be organized and interesting, and you'll get to finally figure out what the fuck happened.
I'm trying to figure out if... Oh, darn. I was going to say it might be the first episode I'm recording in my new house, but it's not.
Oh, rats.
Well, that's okay, though. It'll be the next one, you guys. Well, we will talk to you on the next one, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.